Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 17. I'd like to read from verse 10. Genesis chapter 17, from verse 10 to 14. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. To Genesis chapter 17, from verse 10. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Verse 14, the last. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We humble ourselves in your holy presence. Lord, let your light shine. Let darkness disappear. X-ray our hearts.
Yes.
That we might run the path with the right spirit and the truth. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord bless you richly. And I welcome my sisters. Just welcome. The Lord bless you. Thank you for coming to fellowship. And I trust that the Lord will meet you beyond your expectations. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the morning, we looked at redemption. Amen. Which we try to explain that redemption has two phases. Bringing out and then taking in.
Right.
There's a life story of everyone that would ever come to the Lord. I've also been asked to share a testimony of how I came to the Lord. I will do that. Amen. But as the message goes, because it is our identity. It's something that is ever with us. You cannot run without it. Amen. And if you watch how God deals with people, they must have been somewhere occupied with one thing or the other. And the Lord will bring them out. Most Christians make the mistake of coming out and not willing to get in.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
So, what will happen? Like in the example that we gave, which is scripture, they came out of Egypt. Jude verse 5 says, they all perished. God, who brought them out, who gave them deliverance, afterward destroyed them.
Right.
Because they did not believe. Mm-hmm. So if they did not believe, how did they come out in the first place? See, your belief, your faith must not fail on the road.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says that if any soul turns back, God will not have pleasure in such.
Right.
So it is better you don't start the journey. than for you to be Ephesus. You aim and relax. You don't need to aim and relax. If you aim, you shoot. Get the target. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, they came out of Egypt. They wandered in the wilderness. It is a cycle of 6 to 7. A cycle of 6 to 7. When they were in Egypt, they had bondage to deal with. They were slaves. That's what their eyes could see. They heard of the Red Sea. Most of them have not been to the sea because they were not having the freedom. They had the Red Sea. Then they have to cross the Red Sea to the wilderness. They have to meet Gilgal. They have to meet Jericho. They have to meet Bethel. They have to cross Jordan. And they enter into Canaan the 8th day, a new day. Amen. I will bring you, and I will bring you before the Amorites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Gigasites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. That is said in Exodus chapter 23, if you read down verse 25-27, he listed these nations, and there were just 6 of them. Why 6? The plan and the trouble of man cannot be more than 6. I will deliver you in 6 trouble. Yeah, in the 7th, no evil shall come near your dwelling place. Amen. And the number of man is 6. Praise the Lord. So, but if you look at the journey, yes, we talked about Joshua bringing them into the land and distributing the inheritance. But God still played it in such a way that at the end of Elijah's ministry, when God was to showcase the second rapture, you know, we've had 3 raptures. 3 raptures. First was Enoch, second was Elijah, the third was Jesus and the Old Testament saints. And the 4th is what we're expecting. So if you carefully look at how the Lord had worked with this, how he had worked out these raptures, then you don't need to sit on the fence and think, oh, I could just be a Christian of my choice and go in the rapture. You can talk about the rapture. Ask the prophets. The sons of the prophet talked about it. They even knew the day. Elisha, do you know that the Lord would take thy master from thy head today? They knew the day. But they were not part of the program. For when Elijah was taken up, they still didn't know that he was taken up. They said, we'll go search, we'll help you. But they knew it, they talked about it. But they were not part of it. In a sense, Elisha went in the rapture, in a sense, because he was there till the end. But he had to continue. So the mantle was left for him to come back. And he came back crossing Jordan. Elijah did not leave Jordan open. You have to sort that yourself. So if you are saying the God of Elijah has to be proven to be your own God. You don't inherit a God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't inherit him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to, you don't inherit the God of another person. You have him for yourself. And that makes sense. The Bible says, David said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. It is my personal one. It's not someone else. So, yes, I said Joshua, which is the type of the Holy Ghost, playing. God raised Elijah to finish from where Moses stopped. If you take note, Moses ended his journey in the wilderness. But the people had to move on. They had to go to Canaan. Now we find Elijah coming at the latter part. And he told Elisha, stay here in Gilgal. Your ministry will blossom. There are people who need prophets here. They bring you corn and wine. You have plenty to drink and to wait. Elisha said, no. As the Lord liveth, I will not leave you 1 inch. He stayed close. Elisha was not looking for Elijah. He was looking for what was powering Elijah.
Right.
So he followed. And he went to Jericho. Got to Jericho, he told him, oh, the people here will love you. They need the ministry of an evangelist here. Man, you are doing the work of an evangelist. Stay here. He said, no. went there, went up to the next place. And then he crossed, Bethel, from Bethel crossed Jericho, he crossed that Jordan. And I know that people could have been telling Elisha, don't go over with him, because he's going to be taken, and how will you come back? Amen. But he went over, because it is not in one man. If you meet the same condition, the Lord is bound to do exactly what he had done earlier.
Right.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, in this second message, saints of God, God took the story of redemption and made a sketch. We want to see the sketch he made. He found a friend in Abraham. We are called the seed of Abraham. Nobody is called the seed of Adam. Mm-hmm. Why? The Lord defined his pattern with Abraham. He made an unconditional covenant with Abraham. A second one. Different from that he made with Adam. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And when he made this covenant with Abraham, Abraham had a response that we are benefiting today. If you search this scripture, the Bible says the covenant was made between God, Abraham, and Abraham's seed.
Amen.
Singular. Abraham's seed. And it's simple. If the word of God is 2x plus x is equals to 3x, then we will be in trouble. But the word of God is not 2x plus 1x is equals to 3x. It's not so. Amen? If God told Abraham, this covenant is between me and you and your seed in all generations, and he had earlier told him, I will give you a son. At the time he came and he gave the name of the son, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear a son in according to the time of life, which is 9 months, and you call his name Isaac. So even if Isaac, we are lost. We are not related to Isaac.
Right.
Isaac is Abraham's physical seed.
Natural seed.
Natural seed. And so we are out. Amen. But he said, I will make this covenant between you and I and to your seed. So let's travel. Secondly, he said to him, I'm going to show you a land that you will inherit. Scripture never told us that God promised Abraham a city. In the Old Testament, we can't find that.
Right.
So, what I'm talking about this afternoon is, be the kind of believer that Abraham was. Abraham looked beyond the natural. Abraham looked beyond the veil. And that's why we're seated here tonight. That's why we can come to listen, to see if we can catch something. You're not going to catch me. Amen. It's not me you want. It's not just the words, but the revelation behind the words. So Abraham, if Abraham was to say what the tape says, so he will say, God promised me a land, and if I cannot go beyond a land. No. And all of us here, there is no Jew, there is no natural Jew in our midst. We'll all be lost. But the Bible says, he sought by revelation for a city. Amen. Whose builder and maker is God. And how did he do that? We just want to travel a little. Let the Lord grant us grace. This redemption story is the best story, is the only story ever. The issue of marriage is redemption. When a man meets that woman that was made for him, You see that two people from two different families, they come together. After some time, they tend to look alike. Correct? And they start looking alike. Amen? The arguments and everything is put in there to balance. Like when you are in a vehicle, you get in the gallops. The absorber absorbs, and then everything is taking shape, and then everything will settle. It was meant to be so. It's redemption story. The whole Bible is marriage. Mm-hmm. Yes. The king is looking for a wife for his son. Right. And what kind of wife, what kind of a woman, a lady, do you think the king will accept his son to take?
That's true.
Amen. What is the covenant? People talk about the covenant everywhere. We have Covenant Church of Christ. We have Covenant Assembly. We have Covenant Tabernacle. But what is the covenant? Now, if the covenant is this, what it is laid here only in Genesis chapter 17, then we as Gentiles who followed the message of Paul, we are out. Amen? Mm-hmm. So God said to Abraham, this is my covenant. I'm going to tell you in plain words, Abraham, you must circumcise your foreskin. And those children that will be born on the eighth day. That's why you must be on the eighth day. That's why when Jesus came, he said you must be born again.
Right.
You must have a new birth. The eighth day is a new beginning.
Right.
So your first birth, you must accept that there was a fault in that birth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must. It's a must that you should be born again.
Right.
Amen. So, he said to him, this is the covenant. Every man child must be circumcised. Okay, we all know that. But there's something. In verse 14, he gave a warning. He says, and the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul, whoever that person is, he could be a bishop and a Jew and not circumcised. He could be the high priest who dodged circumcision, or his parents did not circumcise him. Whatever he wants to be, he could be. But that soul, if found, shall be cut off from his people. Why? He had broken my covenant. In those days, no matter how the Romans were governing the people of Israel, they besieged them and they had their empire leading them, correct? The emperor dare not step into the temple. He didn't do it. You could do whatever you want to do. You could take anything you want to take. You could forcefully rule them the way you want to rule them. But when it comes to matter of the temple, that's why everyone that wanted to deal with Israel burnt down the temple. If you destroy Jerusalem and you didn't destroy the temple, you've not done anything. They never allowed any uncircumcised person enter the temple. Why? It was God's law. You could not enter. You needed to be circumcised to enter. And that was God's covenant between him and Abraham. It was the identity. Circumcision was the covenant. Circumcision was the identity. It was circumcision that demarcated the land, that divided them from other people. Even when Balaam, the false prophet, when he received the message, he said, these people shall not be reckoned among the nations. They will be different. So we can't be Christians and be worldly.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We can't be Christians and be religious. You see, the religious spirit is worse. It's the worst spirit. It's worse than religion is worse than politics. You can survive political war because there are other political ideologies that will not accept what you are saying and they will counter for you. You could survive economic war. They could be rescued. Money is like hidden somewhere. Those, when the trouble comes, they will bring it out. You could survive military face-off. But when religious tension hits a nation, like it did to Nigeria, it's tough. Because it's a bad spirit. It's a spirit that cannot tolerate, does not spare, does not care. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God said, any soul that will break this covenant by not circumcising, that is in the natural now. In the natural Isaac, the natural Israel, the natural covenant that was given, that identified Abraham and his generation. So it descended down from Isaac to Jacob. And for it to come to Jacob, you see, God was not just handpicking. He had foreknown what he wanted. He said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, "Now take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest." Now, if you have read the Bible earlier on, you will know that Abraham did not just have Isaac. He had Ishmael. So why is God calling Isaac his only son? You must have a name with God,
right,
to be his son. Amen. You must have been known in him. For you don't just come and exist. God does not want everything. Amen. He did not send Jesus to die for all. So don't say Jesus died for all. I'm going to show you scriptures. He died for many.
Right.
Many is not all.
Right.
That's why he keeps saying, as many as receive him. Because some will appreciate him, but will not receive him. Some will love it, but they will not come in. Some will help it, but they will not be part of it.
Right.
Where do you stand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we find that Abraham transferred this to Isaac. But when he got to Isaac's turn, two sons were born in his house. And one was a very nice person. Esau. The father's guy. He brought gifts every time to the father. And he was just being trained, you know, in the father's way, so that he could assume, you know, when a king is training his prince to ascend the throne after him. But the other odd man was there. He was mommy's boy. Specialist in making beans. Just there at home. Amen.
Right.
But he cared more for the birthright. He cared more for what was correct, what was the first. Because, you see, God must be first in your life. If God is not first, then the bad news is he's not there.
Right.
He doesn't know how to follow. He doesn't know how to be second. So, many of us who have put God, we have relegated him to some position, you are on holidays.
Uh-huh.
You are on holidays, spiritually. When you wake up, you will put him first. You will make him your top priority. Yes! You see, God is not that Sunday tonic we come to take. He's not that. You are just deceiving yourself until the time comes. Amen.
Amen.
And you don't even need to trouble yourself so much. It is attitude. God is watching at our attitude towards him. The way we take his things. Maybe some of us, we do things for the Lord and we do it grudgingly. Because it's like a burden. It's like a burden. I've heard Christians say, that sister could not have the opportunity to talk to me if we're not in the same church. The church is higher than the parliament. These are called out people. For what? The people that are called out for the Lord. Every person here is important, even the weak ones.
Right.
Even the ones that don't understand, you help them understand.
Right.
Amen. You help them understand by being the loser.
Yes. There's some irrational people, you can't work with them, but you accept that you are wrong just to go. Until the separation comes. Amen.
Amen.
So he wants to be first. Jacob wanted that first position. His attention was, how can I get this position? How this went right? I want to be, because he knew that his grandfather had this God.
Right.
And the God had his grandfather.
Right.
And was called the God of Abraham.
Right.
And he came, he has seen that how Isaac will say, the God of Abraham, who is my God? So the God was called the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. And there is a question mark because it is completed in three.
Right.
And Jacob was interested.
Right.
Isaac. Esau wasn't. He could manage other names. He could be Pentecostal. He could be Brahmite. He could be a Catholic. That's what we want to identify with. Oh, you know, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Methodist. They say it very nicely, I'm a Methodist, I don't really care. They say it very nicely. Even the word Christians, praise the Lord, be a believer. Become what you believe. I think that the last time I came here, becoming what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, Jacob stood watching the birthright, and when the opportunity came, he actually stole it, correct? Yes. And the Lord dealt with him, but he gave it to him. Because it's a price. You need to pay the price.
Right.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we find now that when it came to the New Testament, how can we connect the covenant of Abraham? It was difficult for Jesus in the natural to deal with Israelites. John chapter 1 verse 10 says, let's read that. John chapter 1 verse 10 to 13. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Take note of that statement, on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I think something is taking shape here. So, when he came to those that were born of blood, when it came to those that could trace their genealogy back to Abraham, when it came to those who could point where the graves of their ancestors, Jewish ancestors, were by possession, and they rejected him, the Bible says, he looked out. Now, if he looked out, God does not start a thing haphazardly. There must have been a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one night, when Abraham, after the confusion that he had with Lot separated, and then he met Melchizedek in the battle after he rescued Lot. That night, the Lord appeared to Abraham, said to him, look up and tell the stars. The first message was, after he separated from Lot, the word of God came to him and said, as much as you see the sand of the seashore, so shall thy seed, singular, be. Now we are not in that. If it is the sand of the seashore, earthly, those are Israelites. But the other night in verse chapter 15, from verse 1, 4, 5, he said, come out, say, tell the stars. And Abraham looked up and saw the stars. The stars he saw, what was he actually seeing? He saw some brethren here. He saw you and I. Heavenly children that are not the earthly ones, but that will be merged together in one kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And from there, the revelation of the city, he talked about a city.
Mm-hmm.
The city whose builder and maker is God. Now, people have been searching for that city. Maybe somebody look at Singapore and say, oh, this must be the city. Porsche city. High class. But it is not. Dubai. Say, oh, maybe Dubai. It's latest. Fly to Dubai. From the air, you see it. The way it looks. Porsche city. Everything you could pick. But that's not the city. If any of us is yearning to be in the best place, what we think of cities, high rises and whatever, nice avenues and gardens, whatever, we go around Osaka, Japan, Toronto, Canada. You go to the best cities in the world, like in Lagos, Nigeria. Huh? You've never been there. Check out. You come to that city. I think brother has flown over it. Brother Jimmy has flown over it. But the thing is, it was set. That city whose maker and builder is God wasn't made by hands. Amen. There was no German contractors, Japanese contractors, Chinese contractors did not touch anything.
Right.
So where is that city? That city is the bride. Amen. It's the other part of the seed, the completing seed of Abraham, still from the same seed that Abraham was looking. Every promise that came to him by revelation, he converted to see beyond the physical.
Right.
Israel, physical, natural. Israel, spiritual. But Abraham said, that which the natural Israel went through, the spiritual Israel will also go through.
Yes.
It's one body, one family, but the measure must come. Now, he said, this, as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Now, sons of God, you don't need to say sons and daughters. No, it's a position.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He gives them the position of sonship. You get it by power. There's the power that is given to you into your life, and that's the Holy Ghost. They receive the Holy Ghost to become sons of God. So, and receiving this position, attaining this position is an activation. Because you must have been in God, you must have been known. We have been in Him throughout all generations, before the mountains were created, before the beginning began, we were in the mind of God. He lost us in transit and is finding us.
Amen.
Somebody can invite you to come here today, for example. But that's just mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
God has already foreknown these things. Known to the Lord are His works from the beginning. Praise the Lord. Now watch. Abraham, the promised land and the city, the promised seed and the spiritual seed. That seed came. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 15 and 16, because it was talking about the same. Galatians chapter 3 from verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of man. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man is annulled or added thereto. Amen. So now, to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Isaac. Is that what he said?
No.
Which is Solomon. We should look for Jewish people. No. Which is Christ. Amen. Which is who? Christ. So all along, God was even spiritual, and yet he wrote it on the natural. Because he's spiritual. God is a spirit. So Abraham understood. No wonder in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, he that had an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. I'm coming here to preach to you, for example, the things that you may need to push your life forward in this race might be 3 sentences. And I'm going to speak for 1 hour. What? Why? I'm using vehicles. Mm-hmm. Words as vehicles to drive home that which you need. It was a simple message for Nathan to go to David and said, "Sir, thou king, with respect to you, you took the wife of Uriah and she became pregnant and you killed her husband." It was going to be a direct message. But no! God told the prophet. The prophet is having the homework to do what? To carry that message in a vehicle. So why would people jump on vehicles and not get the message? He said this, my pastor said that. But what is the message?
Right.
So Nathan came to David. Everything he had to put it, he put it on. And David, the house of a king, you don't come squeezing your face. Mm-hmm. You don't come frowning. And he came sober. And now Nathan, my brother, what is the problem? You're in the king's palace. Please, put up a smile. Say, how can I smile when there is... And then I saw something as I was coming. I don't want to disturb you with it. I don't want to talk about it. No, you have to tell me. Thou king, that which is happening in our land today, only God will help. Let me just bother you with it. Oh, Nathan, I insist. Mm-hmm. Well, if you insist, just that there's a poor fellow up there, you won't know the city, but just around, just under your domain, just one poor man with a small lamb that he uses to put on his chest. And when a visitor came, and one rich man, you should know him, I don't really forget him. He took it and then killed it. And in fact, he killed the man. That's what it means, because killing that ewe lamb means he killed the man.
Really?
In this land? Which officer is there? James, you have the gun? Bring the gun. No, bring the bazooka. No, I need the grenade. Such a man should be beheaded. No, he should be skinned alive. He passed judgment. Why? He followed the Bible. He followed the vehicle. He didn't know that the message was to him.
Right.
So many as they've passed judgment on themselves.
Right.
Today,
right.
People are still passing judgment. But why not wait carefully to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church?
Yeah.
So Abraham, when God told him, I will give you a son. He waited. In the waiting, because God trains his children through trials.
Right.
Abraham learned God. He understood him through the things he suffered. He waited. They mocked at him. He waited. And then you'll be father of a great nation. Then he made an error. And then he made a mistake. And God came because it is his son. He said to him, Yes. That's why I was saying that you will be father of many nations. And the devil said, foul, obstruction. The Lord said, you're not watching well, Satan. Mm-hmm. Take your eyes off him. No one can bring accusation on God's elect.
Yeah.
It is God that justifies.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The journey continued. All God don't want you to do, don't become something else.
Right.
He wants you to be his.
Amen.
Don't become a church member. Be a Christian.
Amen.
Be a believer.
Amen.
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 Don't be hooked up by a denomination. That's what God don't want you to be. Because he paid the price.
Amen.
So another cannot claim.
Right.
Someone cannot pay the price. And you are claiming something that is not yours. I mean, you don't claim it. The Pope is claiming. What you call the general overseers. If a man is general overseer, then Jesus is what? He's a gate man. Because he's out. You know what it is to be a general superintendent, a general controller. And he comes. He is one man there. Who is controlling all other men. They have what they call junior pastor, medium pastor, senior pastor, great pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolaitan spirit. They build all of these structures just to offend God, just to anger him, to put him to anger. But Abraham stayed. Everything by revelation, he waited for what the spirit said to him. He could discover that behind the physical son, in Isaac, shall thy seed be called. Have you read the scripture like that? Romans chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
Say that. Yes. Though many say that they are Abraham's children. But not all that Israelites are Abraham's children. For the scripture says, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So if you take that scripture, Isaac was a seed but was not the seed.
Right.
Isaac was a natural seed. But he was not the seed. The seed, as we have read here, is Christ.
Right.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he shall be a new creature. But we have a problem here. The scripture we read earlier on in verse 15 says, though it be a man's covenant, if it has been confirmed, you can't cancel it. So we have a problem. Will God break his law? If we can't counsel it, then Gentiles need to be circumcised. But Paul said, we are not brought under such bondage. Then what is it? Colossians. Paul answered this question in another place. Colossians chapter 2. Oh Lord. Colossians chapter 2. Let me read gently from verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Hey, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. In whom, verse 11, in whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands. Oh. in putting off of the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Not the one of knives and stones. Amen.
Amen.
How? The next verse says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Bad news first before good news.
Amen. Bad news is you can't claim to be in Christ. You can't claim it. You have to actually be there. And there's a way to be there. First, the city that Abraham was looking for will not be built by human hands. The circumcision they will partake is not the natural circumcision that the natural Israelites went through. Amen. Their circumcision will be the circumcision of Christ. But you say, how? There's going to be a sign. Because a covenant, every covenant has what we call token of exchange. If we make an agreement and we sign a covenant, we can sign an agreement. There will be a paper. We sign. You put your affix, your signature. I assign mine that looks like a bicycle. And put the dot. It must be 13. Huh? You sign yours. And then on the day of confirmation, I just count the dots. Correct? And you confirm if it is yours. It has been maybe forged. But here, what is the token of exchange? When you give your life to Christ, check. Whoever gave his life to Jesus Christ the way Kenneth Hagin, Maurice Sululu, Benin Hinn are asking people to give their lives. Brethren, if you believe the word of God, just say these prayers with me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. I admit my sins, I admit my sins. And in the first place, that's not your prayer. It's not yours. And when they finish saying that, they say, if you have said this prayer faithfully, truly, you are born again. Is that true?
No.
I mean, the Bible is at least it's voluminous enough to talk about salvation. The whole of Acts of the Apostles is full of people coming to the Lord. The rest, Paul is writing to those that have come, and he touches on things, on how they came, on other doctrines. Salvation is well spelled here. Amen.
Right.
If you have prayed this prayer carefully, you are born again. And others say, now that you are born again, have you been told that before? Yes, I have. I told people many times. So long they brought money. That's what the division cared.
Right.
We X-ray them. We divide membership into groups. The ones who can pay the bills and the ones we don't need to know. Yes. I was a bishop too. Yes. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, because at this time I'll tell you my testimony. How the Lord met me. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Whoever was born again that way, when Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear Jesus say to somebody, say with me? Mm-hmm. Oh, at least, now that you are born again, go to any Bible believing church. Please don't go to a chemistry believing church, just go to a Bible. Which church doesn't preach the Bible?
Right.
All churches preach the Bible. Amen.
Yeah.
But all churches don't worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They don't worship the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
They are not in truth. It's the simplest thing that we're supposed to know. But because we didn't follow the line. It is the story of redemption. There is one who paid the price. It is his name that is exalted above every other name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the name that is exalted above every other name. We met Philip on his way to Gaza. This eunuch was returning from the convention. He had come for the big convention. It was a large, huge convention. People came from all walks of life and important personalities like himself. He was not traveling alone with his servants. He had come to worship in Jerusalem. And he was going back and the memory verse. You haven't heard that memory verse? Have you heard memory verse? What is our memory verse for today? Amen. So he was going back and he was just going through the memory verse. He was bruised. He was wounded for our transgression. Amen. By his stripes, he was just reciting it. He was reading it. Oh no, I missed it. He was trying to cram it. He was trying to cram it. He had no form nor comeliness. That when we shall behold him, we shall not desire him. He was trying to cram it. He was missing. He was trying it. Then Philip passed by and said, sir, can I help you with that? Come. The Bible says, with that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Philip did not even cram anything.
Right.
With that scripture, he brought out Jesus.
Amen.
Every other picture was broken down. Every other thing was broken down. Philip brought out Jesus. Make it so obvious. Because obvious. And the Ethiopian eunuch saw no other place to run to. Then he said, what? Because he took him down from Abraham. Took him. Okay. We that are Gentiles, we are proselytes. How do we come in? Took him down and showed him. Repent. Every one of you. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is for the remission of your sins.
Amen.
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was the eunuch himself that said, that is water. What hinder me to be baptized?
Mm-hmm.
Philip didn't say his own words. He referred back to him who paid the price. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Not he that touched the TV screen or the YouTube station and say what the preacher says.
Right.
This say what the preacher said didn't start today. It was the reason why the Romans had to come to lock the entire world to bring a religion of language. Latin. And the Arabic stood the other way. Muhammad came and brought a religion of language, Arabic. The Pentecostals have brought a religion of language, tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Can't greet you good morning again. Just say, Saroko Kokoku. Don't say, rap, 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 boom. They mock God.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. They want the language so that they can trap men. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. You don't receive. It's not. Yes, you can have some sensation. It's okay. But you shall receive power. The power will break hidden sin. It will break it. A true Christian cannot hide anything he will want to confess because it's burning in him. He doesn't want to keep it.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened? The Ethiopian eunuch said, I believe. If that's the criteria, I believe. He jumped down before Philip could jump down. He jumped down. Philip, I believe.
And he walked towards the water. And Philip held him. Upon your confession, before these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And brought him out. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth and is baptized. He said, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
No prayer. See what it says there? No. Repeat after me. No. That's all. What a joke. Is that what is suppressing the two kingdoms? What happened to you now? He was just translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Amen.
Why? Believe in the truth. And he openly declared by that sign of circumcision that's not made of stones and knives. No. The circumcision of Christ buried with him in baptism. It was a foreshadow, a prefiguration of what has been, a foreshadow from the time of Abraham, praise the Lord, was looking at it afar off. Amen. He was looking at it. It was coming. It was coming. And the Gentiles were engrafted. You know what engrafting is in agriculture? When you want to play with lime and orange. Have you done that before? It was our assignment in school. You just cut the stem, one stem out of the orange tree, and you bring the tangerine, you put it there, you bandage it. You leave it there a few days, the leaves will do as if it's withering, but yeah, the life continues, comes again. And the fruit, it produces. Having the same life. We were wild olive. We were cut out and brought to be engrafted. If the Jews who had Jehovah as their father, their God, were dealt with every time they tilted away from the word, from the law, why do you Gentiles think you can come worship the Lord anyhow you want?
Right.
Paul said, let us be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be careful. The way people appear before the Lord today in churches, that is fun. I don't find anything wrong. It is not the song that is sing that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
For the attitude of the singers.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the way that they dance or whatever. But the motive, what they are trying to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And God will judge that because it's going to sound so loud. It's sounding so loud. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It continued. Let's go to Galatians. Let's go back. After we have read this Colossians, he said, buried with him in baptism. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 3. Same chapter 3. Now, I'm going to read it this way again. I'll read 15 and 16. Then I'll jump over and I'll read 27. 27. And I'll tell you something. Amen. Permit me to read from verse 12. It says, from verse chapter 3, from verse 12, it says, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hold on there. Now, so the covenant was brought in view because the covenant was protecting a blessing for Abraham. Correct? Okay. So what's the blessing of Abraham?
Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. There's a picture. I am blessed in Dubai. I'm blessed in Japan. Abraham's blessings are mine. That's what's in the mind of the people. That Abraham's blessing is possessing the earth. No, sir. Abraham's blessing is escaping from poverty. No. The richest men in the world are not Christians, brother and sister. They are not. Amen. That's not Abraham's blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord will make you comfortable. The Lord will make you serve Him with ease. Correct? But all that must live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Is that true? Yes, you can't influence that. You can take that away. Amen. Abraham's blessing is justification by faith. Abraham's blessing is redemption. Abraham's blessing is Jesus Christ for us. It is the forgiveness of sin. Yes. The blessedness of a man is he that God does not impute iniquity on him. Correct? You've read that many times. So when I say to you, God bless you, I'm saying God forgive you. Yes. In English language, there is, when you read the dictionary, I keep saying it, there is first meaning, second meaning. In this blessing, the topmost meaning, God has given it to us in Romans chapter 4. When Paul reported David, he said, for David spoke of it, that, let's read it, that the blessings of a man, let's see, Romans chapter 4. Paul had to quote Psalms. Yes. Romans chapter 4. Let's read from verse 4. Now, to him that walketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of death. But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works.
Yes.
Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Comment the blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon uncircumcision also, for we say that faith is reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Abraham is the center point.
Right.
Can you not understand that Abraham is the center point? And yet, this Abraham, he included you by his revelation.
Right.
So if Abraham was like some people today, one-sidedness. If Abraham was a statue, because there are people today who are statues, they are not humans. They are statues in their mind. Robots. Spiritual, really not spiritual, religious robots.
Gonna go there.
Oh brother, no, it's not yet 9 o'clock. You can't lift up your hand. Wait until 9. Wait. I was praying for the sick. Hey brother, no, excuse me. He disrupted the meeting. The Lord is moving. He disrupted the meeting. Why? But Abraham always do it from the right hand side. The angel was always asking, but I don't see any angel here. I'm praying by faith for the sick. Leave me alone.
Why?
What robots are these? Then I go to his house. Brother, did Brother Brown have this rubber chair in his house? Why do you have it? Amen. What's this problem? The same Catholic spirit has found its way here. Yes. I ask everywhere I go to preach in Africa in an open air meeting. When I get there, the first thing I ask is, I'm looking for Satan's town and village. He ran away from my place. So I want to ask, is Satan a Singaporean? He said, no, he's not. Everybody rejects Satan, but they have the works of Satan with them.
Yes.
No, he's not here. No. I don't. He's not even here. He's not even in this street. Is he? No, he's not. But in your life, there are properties of that man that you are holding.
Right.
And God wants us to relinquish. Extra luggage. Drop them.
Right.
You can't run a race with two bags of cement tied to your back.
Right.
50 kg, that's 100. You will not make any progress. Even the millipede will get there before you. The caterpillar. You know, he goes, he's going to get there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Back to Galatians chapter 3. So we can finish. 15 now. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Whoa. Though it be, verse 15. Let me wait for you. Chapter 3, Galatians, verse 15. We only left verse 14. To go to Romans chapter 4 to say something there. So we're coming back here. Chapter 3, Galatians verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man dishonored or added thereto. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promise made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Verse 27. John to verse 27. For, can we read that together, all of us? Let's read together. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
As many of you, do you get that? As have been baptized into Christ. Have put on Christ. And yet, then in him is not baptized into Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this event before I tell you my own testimony. Amen. I was in Spain in 2014. And I went to the church, a charismatic church had invited me. I was in Dusseldorf in Germany, so they invited me to come over through a friend. And this church was in a big confusion. They had a lot of problems. It was terrible. What happened? Just 2 months before that time, my coming, they invited Benny Hinn, with all respect to him. Amen. But if he was a politician, I won't talk about him. If he was a soccer player, I don't have any business to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not careful, my children, if I smile at him, may think that we are doing the same thing.
Right.
So Jesus said, that which you hear in the secret, blow it up from the house. Blow it on the house top.
Mm-hmm.
Let the watchman cry. Mm-hmm. Lest people fall in danger. Because the innocent mind don't know.
Yes.
It happened in Spain. I'm going to give you the name. If you check with those people, I'm going to give you the name of the preacher. If you check on what Facebook, you will see this thing I'm talking about. 2 months before I came there, before they called me to come, because there was a lot of problem, this great preacher came, and they had the whole of Madrid. You know, Madrid for Christ. Christ is not looking for Madrid. Just as I'm coming here to Singapore. I'm not coming to Singapore. I didn't come to Singapore to see the city.
Right.
No. Amen. Whatever you have here will be burnt up. That's the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs you.
Amen.
So he wants to rescue you before the fire comes. As he did to Lot's wife. But she rejected. So, in Madrid, they had this big meeting, stadiums filled up. Whatever. So they had an agreement.
I will have this meeting. Ah, spend the money you can spend. So this man went pulling in Africa. His name is Dr. Amin Amin. So he went, took money from the bank, to host this notable fellow. So they did all of that. And he kept asking him, sir, please, we are owing so much. He said, don't worry, we'll take an offering. And after the meeting, we'll share. And it's business. And the product, the commodity is you.
Right.
Who don't understand? And the people are going with all their heart. And they don't know that they are a commodity.
Right.
They are being merchandised.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this meeting, 3-4 days, conferences, took these monies, and the last day this preacher said, oh, sir, please, the lenders, they are troubling. And he said to him, No. I just finished preaching. Just come in the morning at 9 o'clock, we sit down, we rectify the accounts, we pay those people, and then we give you your share and we go because the business is over. So the preacher went home. This was about 1 a.m. Sleeping, he couldn't sleep. He woke up and came to the hotel at 5 and sat down at the reception waiting. And then one of the staff walked to him and said, oh, sir, you came back? He didn't understand. He said, no, I'm just waiting for daddy. You know, they call that daddy, the big daddy, when he wakes up. Which? No, they left. They left at 3 a.m.
Mm.
And they've gone, they flew. What? They left. And I just went down.
Right.
Amen. What?
Oh,
even a worldly businessman will not do that.
Yeah.
Because he wants his business to continue, at least. Have you not? Are all businessmen Christians? But they are faithful.
Mm-hmm.
They are faithful in their little way. So the man who picked me from the airport, the pastor, Dr. Amin, came, welcomed me from the airport. And they told him, this is Brother Nice. He comes, this is what he preaches. He has, are you ready? Because I will tell you, I don't break churches. I'm ready. If you are ready, I'm going to preach. If you're not ready, I'm going back. My ticket is always two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't take money from unbelievers.
Right.
Yes. He was in the vehicle, and the brother that was driving said to me, Pastor, do you know the painful part is that I sold my house to sow a seed?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the street now. My wife had left me. What kind of God is this? That wasn't God. That wasn't God. I know this message is going far. Those concerned will hear. Check your salvation. Amen. I was preaching, but never met Christ. I was zealous, preaching. I was in a place called Benin in Nigeria that invited me for a crusade. Gifts and calling are without repentance. The gifts in your life, you were born with them. But you only need the word of God, the light of God, to activate them. So don't be deceived when people manifest gifts. Balaam looked more gifted than Moses.
Right.
But God vindicated Moses.
Amen.
With his presence. So I went to Benin and I preached. On that day, the last day of this meeting, I preached for 4 days. On the last day, miraculous things happened. A woman that was suffering, she had taken poison, something like that, some poisonous stuff. And she had suffered for many years. They took her from place to place. That day she vomited that thing. A lively insect like that did something. Killed it there. And the tummy that was swollen, after 1 hour she was okay.
it happened. Then I finished preaching, you know, under hot condition. We preach under hot condition, the clothes will go wet and dry again and go wet. We don't stay under aircon like this, it's an open meeting. And then while I was cooling off, people came, some people were needing prayers, they still came, I was laying and praying. Then a young man came, he stood by me and said, "Oh, that was a wonderful message." And I said, "Yes, yes, that's how we do it." "But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" I looked back whether there was somebody he was referring to, and the only thing behind me was a wall. Just a wall. Then I said, "You talking to me?" He said, "Yes, sir. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" He was saying it with a nice smile, but I didn't know how to box him. Amen. I didn't know where to start. Then I asked him, you know, when you are caught up in that web, you pretend to be humble. So I asked him, I said, were you in the meeting? He said, yes, I was in the meeting. I said, didn't you see what happened? He said, yes, you can have the gift, but you don't have the giver. It was the first time I heard that in my life. You can have the gift and you don't have the giver. I was lost. What is he saying? Then I said, "Young man, please, I'm very tired now. You just have to just leave this place." He said, "But I pray the Lord will help you. I pray that you for just talking and going." And then the officials came and then they went, go. He has spoiled the day. After a wonderful anointed service, he came and spoiled everything. I told them, "Take me to the hotel room." They took me to the hotel room. But brother, I could not sleep. Usually, if I go that way, I just drop on the bed, the aircon blowing, I will just sleep off. When I wake up, I have a shower. But I could not. I tried to do this way. I turned this way. It wasn't working. I took a shower. I had a shower, came back. No, nothing. Then I came down and said, "Lord," I knelt down by the bed. I said, "Father, please, I don't want to be a deceiver. If there's something in this that this young man is saying, help me. If that was you, I don't. So because I can't be this talk. Help me, Lord." Then the next morning, it was time for me to go. I got into the bus station. We entered the bus. We left, heading back to Lagos. Everyone was quiet. Soon as we got to just 40 minutes into Lagos, another person started preaching from behind. He preached, "You have to be delivered from religion. Religion is a covering. God does not love religion. He wants you to have the revelation." He started preaching. I was just listening. Because now I've preached mine and I've got a lot of money in my pocket. So what's my business? Let him preach his own. What is he going to get here? Because that's just conviction for us. Then, in conclusion, he laid his hand on my shoulder. I said, he wanted to make a point. He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?" I thought it was the same person I heard. But it was not. "These people have arranged me." I turned and looked. And he shook me from my seat. Then the station got there, from the first station. And he said, "I leave you with these few words. Say, check your salvation." He jumped down. I knew that was the bus station, but mine was in two stations in front. That bus station is called Beggar. So as the bus wanted to move, I said, "Driver, excuse me, is this Beggar?" As if I didn't know. You know, because I was contemplating. He said, "Yes, it's Beggar." I said, "Oh, so let me also get down." I got down and I went to him and said, "Excuse me, brother, please. Yesterday," I started telling him, so he said, "Don't talk too much. What is the problem?" I said, "Yesterday I was, you know, I'm a big preacher, you know, I know." I said, "I explain." He said, "Brother, the question is, have you received the Holy Ghost?" I said, "In fact, that is the problem now. I have the Holy Ghost, but the way you are talking is as if I don't have." Then he opened the scripture. With my suit, he just took me straight and went into the water. I believe he put me with my, I didn't have time to pull my shoes. Went straight in there, I was baptized.
and came out. I never met that man again. But there was so much joy in my heart.
Hallelujah.
In my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
And it wasn't quite 2 weeks. I met people of like faith who preached this message. He told me, yes, there's a prophet. Because he said that. And then we started going. Praise the Lord. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There was no say what they say, I'll say these prayers after me or whatever. It was just a Bible way.
Right.
Maybe you are here, you are caught up in religion. The devil is even having even this spirit whereby he makes people not to settle down. Even you in the faith, you may have a spirit of not being able to settle down. Remember, the rapture is a gathering.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is a God of order.
Amen.
He's not the author of confusion.
Right.
We must check. We must know what God is doing. We must submit ourselves to God's called ministry. So, we don't need to float. Said, be still and know that I am God.
Right.
If God is God, worship Him. If He's not, leave Him.
Right.
That blessing of Abraham was secured by a covenant.
Amen.
That covenant was revealed to Paul, was revealed to Peter. He said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Amen.
For this promise. It was a promise that the Holy Ghost will come among us. James said in Acts chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 14 and 15. He said, Simon had declared aforetime how God did visit the Gentiles
right.
to take out the people for his name.
Praise the Lord.
He had said it. Simon went there. He saw it.
Yeah.
He stood before Cornelius. He was trying to preach like a Jew. You know, we Jew. You know, we Jew. You know, he was quoting we Jew. You know, Moses. And the Lord said to Peter, keep well! And he anointed them with the Holy Ghost. And Peter was down there. Oh, no. You are too fast. Let me be baptized. God does not do his thing haphazardly.
Right.
Amen.
Everything must be done in order. You must do it according to the pattern that was shown on the altar on the mountain.
Yes.
And today, the mountain is this scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's our guide.
Right.
The two great wings of the mighty eagle, the Old and the New Testament. Where the thing jumps, revelation comes.
Mm-hmm.
But God does not throw his revelation in the air. Don't say, we are reading it, we are reading the Master. You don't know it. No. Even Brother Brown, he needed vehicles of words to convey the message.
Right.
And he would turn this way and turn that way. He wanted to find a way to bring it. You say he had no education, but he was too mighty in wisdom for the generation that he came into.
Right.
He was too much. But he needed vehicles. He couldn't find those vehicles. None of the prophets found suitable vehicles. That's why. You cannot just take the word of Moses and say you understand it. It has to be revealed. Isaiah has to be revealed. God's word must be revealed to us. It must be taught to you. And you will teach if God does not send, if God does not raise. Today, in these days, by the fivefold ministry, God is apportioning the land. He's bringing things new and that old. Is perfecting the saints. May the Lord grant grace.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May we not look at the word of God and take away our eyes. Before we present, I'd like to sing this song. We sang it with the children.
Forever.
In your heart, you bring him in right in there. If he's not yet there, he has accommodation issue, and you have the vacancy.
Right.
You eject whoever is there, is the wrong fellow, and allow him come in and settle. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Before I just pray tonight, this word certainly is for somebody. It doesn't matter how long you've been, how new you are. It doesn't matter when we last met or if we are just meeting. It is the word, not the vehicle, that matters now. It is the truth. What the Spirit is saying. Did the Spirit of the Lord communicate with you? Are you caught up in a system, in a denomination? Sometimes you have not met God. You don't know him. It's not a problem, but now that you have heard, it becomes a problem because you have to know him. Because you are not knowing him, you are not here by accident, by chance. You didn't even choose to come. It is not that you chose to come, no. It is the Lord that drew you. He says that he will find and he will save that which was lost.
Hallelujah.
And I'd like to pray for you. If the Lord is laying in your heart, is pulling you in your heart to accept him, just lift up your hand. And I'm going to pray. That's the only thing you do. Just signify by lifting up your hand and say, Lord, come into my life. And I'm going to pray with you right now.
and we'll talk to you after the meeting. Heavenly Father, I pray for this congregation. I pray for that soul that is trying to decide. A lot of things running in their minds. But Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear or confusion. I pray against whatever is bounding souls of men against the word of God. I pray concerning wavering spirits. I pray concerning, Lord, depression that the enemy is casting. The spirit that is telling you that it is over. Cut your life short. Just take it. Just do it. Take something to feel high. Lord, I pray none of these is the solution. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it and they are saved. I pray for the Holy Ghost to cast a searchlight on every soul. Whoever is weighed down by the cares of this world, whoever is troubled, O God of heaven, you came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. I pray, mighty Father, let your spirit come down and deliver us from the shackles of the enemy. Whatever we are tied to, whatever we are tied to, let there be a separation right now. Let the power of the Lord break that idol off our hearts and release us right now to the liberty of the Son of God that He has given by His Spirit. For Scripture says that we are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, if your word does not pull us, what can do that? It has pleased you that by the preaching of the gospel, men shall be reached. You will reach mankind. Even this word that we preach, the word of faith, Paul calls it. I pray, Father, that prison that is locking that child of God, let it be broken. Let there be a release. That secret that the enemy has used as a key to lock you down and bend you over, O daughter of Sir Abraham, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Son of Abraham, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that your children will have this boldness to look up.
Yes.
What am I telling you to cast your face down that is over? That's the lie from the pit of hell. Yes. The Lord has not come to condemn you, but to deliver you from bondage. Oh, mighty Father, break every oppressive spirit, even in the church, the religious spirit that is floating everywhere. Lord, break it. Remove it from off the shoulder of your people. Lord, let these ones have a sense of belonging. Let them know. The Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you. Those who said to follow whom, who will give account of you before the Lord. That they should not do it grudgingly. I pray, Lord, are there believers here that are not found footing? Are there believers here that are in the hands of hirelings? I pray, Lord, may your hand of peace, the God of the second chance, may you, Lord, redirect the steps of the righteous and help them, Lord, to stand where they ought to stand.
Amen.
Oh, Father, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of fear, the fear of believing the truth, the fear of being free, the fear of accepting Jesus Christ to be the Lord of all. I pray, break it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, many want to come, but they don't know how. They are afraid. They are confused. They are thinking about their friends. They are thinking about their families. They are thinking about those things that have trapped them. Oh Lord, by strength shall no man prevail. No one should put trust in the arm of flesh. I pray, Lord, show them. Let by your revelation lift up that burden. Give them the peace to go through this. Give them the peace to accept. Give them the peace, Lord, the inner man. Let the inner man receive light to shine. I pray right now for those personal issues in their lives, oh God. That relationship that is failing and shaking, oh God of heaven. That sister that is not understood, being misunderstood, so much misunderstood, and she's getting confused. I pray, Father, that Lord, help her to know that there is no trial that is coming upon any soul that is beyond that person. That the Lord is with her in that. In the name of Jesus, may you receive peace. I come against frustration in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for as many that are taking journeys to travel. I pray that your peace will be with them. There shall be no damage. I come against, Lord, everything that the enemy wants to push to put the children of God in disarray in this season. Lord, let it come to, let it be broken down. Let the enemy fail in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that the spiritual life of your children will be built up and they will grow from glory to glory. I pray, Father, that Lord, even misunderstanding in the families, Lord, you will bring peace and understanding. I pray that even ourselves will have the grace to tolerate those whom we cannot change.
Yes.
Help us to be mature.
Amen.
Help us to love.
Hallelujah.
Unconditionally.
Amen.
Help us to forgive.
Amen.
Help us to walk this light.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to get in. Maybe not get out, come out from there and roam in the wilderness. Help us to get in. Bless the hands of your children.
Amen.
Bless their minds. I come against sicknesses and diseases. If there be anyone that is sick here in this auditorium, the word of God has come. And the word will be accompanied with signs and wonders. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every disease that the enemy has cast upon your life to cut your life short in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou spirit of death, remove your hands from that soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the light of God will replace the darkness that shadows you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are just humble before you in this moment. Our request in our hearts. Read the hearts of your men, of your children. Bless, O Lord, their requests by answers. Give peace. And testimonies. We thank you for your man servant. Oh Lord, even our pastor, Brother Graham, I pray that you strengthen him in this time, oh God. After many years of fighting with lions and beasts, oh God, I pray that your hand of peace will be upon him. Oh Lord, shield him from all danger. Bless his family, oh Father Lord. I pray for every elder here, every brother, every sister, every little one, those that are not even with us again, that have gone somewhere, I pray for them, that your peace will be with them. I pray that you will keep them. I pray that you will guide them, Lord, that, Lord, help them to be sure.
Amen.
Help them to be sure. For you are not yea and nay, but yea and yea. I pray, Lord, that you protect them. Oh God, keep them in all their journeys. I pray, Father, because, Lord, in the spirit, oh Lord, this there are no distance, oh God. I pray that you will do beyond the thought of your people. Thank you, Father. As many that want to confirm the Holy Ghost in their life, Lord, let your spirit rain. Let the rain fall, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the anointing will bear your children. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.